I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, July the 20th. Birthday to Julianne Hough, John Francis Daly, and Judy Greer. It's the day The Neverending Story was released back in 1984. A young Lindsay Lohan starred in The Parent Trap in 1998, and The Dark Knight Rises came out 9 years ago in 2012. Here and now, though, the day's all about this. The bat signal has been lit, and casting for Warner Brothers' forthcoming Batgirl movie is apparently well underway. It appears the field's already been narrowed from the audition stage, with four young actresses already in the running for the project, all vying to don the cape and cowl of Commissioner Gordon's vigilante daughter, Barbara. Sources close to the project have stressed that the group be undergoing on-camera testing this week, and the names showing up include Zombieland Double Tap's Zoe Deutsch, Dora and the Lost City of Gold's Isabella Merced, In the Heights' Leslie Grace, and Split's Hayley Lou Richardson. However, it's important to note that some reports have suggested Richardson's already bowed out of the running. Batgirl's script comes from Bumblebee and Birds of Prey screenwriter Christina Hodson and will be adapted by Bad Boys for Life helmers Adil El Arbi and Bilal Fahler. Warner Brothers have yet to confirm or deny whether or not the project is linked to Matt Reeves' The Batman, though by all measurable metrics it appears not to be, with neither casting nor suggested tone lining up with the feature that'll star Robert Pattinson as the Caped Crusader. Expect Hodson's other forthcoming DC flick, The Flash, to expand the multiverse and possibly explain all of this. Batgirl's currently awaiting a production schedule and will be a straight-to-on-demand HBO Max exclusive. The Batman, meanwhile, is presently aiming to hit cinemas on the 4th of March next year.
Who are you? Where are you taking me?
Down.
Adrian Brody has signed on to reunite once more with frequent creative collaborator Wes Anderson. Following the launch of their latest feature, The French Dispatch, at the Cannes Film Festival, director Anderson has already incredibly begun productions for his next project, having already signed three of his cast. All three actors, Bill Murray, Tilda Swinton, and the aforementioned Brody, have worked with Anderson before, with the forthcoming unnamed project marking Brody's fifth outing after The French Dispatch, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Fantastic Mr. Fox, and The Darjeeling Limited. Besides the cast, director, and that Anderson himself has penned the screen, play, nothing's known of the director's 11th feature film. The French Dispatch, however, will launch theatrically on the 22nd of October. Adrian Brody, meanwhile, can also be seen later this year in Netflix's hotly anticipated biopic Blonde, alongside Ana de Armas as Marilyn Monroe.
What are you doing here?
I've come to pay my respects to a great woman whom I loved.
This man is an intruder in my home.
It's not yours yet, Dimitri. Only when probate is granted and the deed of entitlement is
given. You're not getting boy with apple, you goddamn little fruit.
How's that supposed to make me feel?
Speaking of Netflix, the streamer's big-budget adaptation of West End musical Matilda has shut down production in the UK due to a COVID outbreak. The delay is set to last for 10 days, as in the absence of a pilot scheme, the afflicted individuals self-isolate for the legal standard. Such a shutdown is unsurprising given the country is presently gripped in the midst of a third wave of the pandemic, with 50,000 active cases being found per day. In fact, Matilda marks the second Netflix production in as many days to be forced to pause filming due to an outbreak, with the second season of their hit period drama Bridgerton also being forced to shutter its doors. Matilda will be directed by Matthew Walkes, who helmed the project on stage in London and on Broadway, and the cast includes Emma Thompson, Lashana Lynch, Stephen Graham and Andrea Riseborough. The film's still expected to make its UK theatrical release date on the 2nd of December next year.
No kid likes being yelled at, but it was precisely Harry's ranting and raving that gave Matilda the key to her power. To unlock that power, all she had to do was practice.
And finally, 2 years after its announcement at the San Diego Comic-Con, Marvel Studios' MCU reboot of Blade finally has a director. Beating out dozens of other potential candidates, mogul Mowgli helmer Bassem Tariq has reportedly entered final negotiations with the powerhouse studio to direct the previously announced Mahershala Ali as the titular vampire-hunting Daywalker. A vampire-human hybrid whose mother was bitten and killed by a vampire during childbirth, the character, memorably played by Wesley Snipes in David Goyer's 90s and 2000s trilogy, and less memorably by rapper Sticky Fingers in the short-lived TV continuation, retains all of the requisite vampire abilities, but none of their weaknesses, parlaying this into a one-man crusade to protect humanity. Arguably Snipes' most iconic role, the celebrated R-rated gore of the original trilogy remains a sticking point for fans, with the MCU famously averse to anything close to the horror-tinged and blood-drenched theatrics the brand is cinematically known for. The first black woman to pen a Marvel Studios feature, meanwhile, Watchmen's Stacey Osaka-4 is on board to write the screenplay for Blade, which is scheduled to begin production next July.
Some mother always trying to ice skate uphill.
Mubi subscribers can stream the neorealism drama Air Conditioner from today, while on Freeview tonight you can see Ted 2 on E4, Braveheart on 5-star, 2010's Robin Hood on ITV4, The Hound of the Baskervilles, The Imitation Game, Maze Runner, The Scorch Trials and Snowpiercer on Film 4. Great movies are showing Queen of the Desert, Armored, Seraphim Falls and 10 Minutes Gone, and on the Horror Channel you can find A Lonely Place to Die and Kill Command. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Jeremy Piven barroom comedy Last Call. All of which makes up your daily reel for Tuesday the 20th of July. Keep it cinematic. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers. Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.